He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
My goodness, you are looking good this morning, my dear.
Oh, only this morning?
Well, you look good every day, but particularly this morning, I understand that you're getting into some heavy-duty powerlifting.
Yeah, well, not heavy-duty powerlifting. I'm learning the techniques of powerlifting, and it's really helping me to lift some more weight, and I just feel so much bigger now. Everything's getting bigger on me, and I mean everything's getting bigger on me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you look good, but powerlifting is an excellent base to work from, isn't it?
Right, I think so, because I don't really do a lot of deadlifts. And the bench, it's just three moves, deadlifts, bench, and squat.
Right.
So my squats are getting a little bit heavier and just learning to stick my butt out. And
I think powerlifting is a good foundation for everyone, man, woman, and child, to get into, to learn the basics, the technique, and to build that framework of underlying strength, size. You know, it helps with ligaments, tendons, the actual bone mass. So it's very few people in the gym actually even know how to squat, right?
Right. So it's kind of exciting for me because I have a teacher. His name is Bruce Ball, and he is also a judge and a competitor of powerlifting. So it's fun for me to have a teacher because usually we give and give and give all the time. So it's kind of nice to be able to receive some information and have somebody take care of me and put me on a program for a change.
Well, plus bringing to mind that expert instruction is one of the cornerstones of moving forward, and that instruction is essential so that you can apply the technique and understand what the heck is going on.
Absolutely. So it helps me, and it opens the doors into powerlifting, and I'll go see a competition. Bruce wants me to do a powerlifting competition, but I'm not right. My headspace isn't there right now. Maybe a bench only. I can think of doing a bench only.
You can
only.
Do that. You can go into a powerlifting only. Competition yeah. and only enter in the bench
yes,
press category.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll keep everybody updated and let them know what's going on.
That's good. Good. Another well-rounded approach. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is we're going through the Athlete's Cookbook, and we're on condiments today. So condiments, what a condiment is a substance such as a relish, vinegar, or spice used to flavor or complement food. There are dozens and dozens, and I mean dozens, of condiments on the shelf at the grocery store. You must be very careful in the choices that you make. You want to take a good look at the ingredient panel, and I would be certain that there are sulfites, preservatives, sugar, and laced with bad fats, which in turn make these condiments acidic. So if you're using these on a daily basis, and which most people do, like have a mustard or a mayonnaise or some sort of condiment on some part of their meal, we have to be very careful about the condiments that we choose.
No doubt, because most of them are compromised.
Absolutely. And those are the staples. It's what you do every single day that makes or breaks your health.
Absolutely.
It's not what you do once in a while. It's not that treat. It's the staples. So get on it. It's best to buy organic brands, and the list of ingredients should be free of white sugar, white flour, salt, and preservatives. Even there's aluminum in baking soda. So if you're ingesting these products on a regular basis, it could be why you're having some health problems or weight issues. So go to a health food store today. There are a lot of large supermarkets that have organic sections. So browse around in that department. The product might be a bit more pricey, but well worth it in the long run. And buying fresh herbs and experimenting with different spices and get creative. For example, my girlfriend Weed adds Lebanese, and she introduced me to a herb called sumac.
Sumac.
Yeah. Which is used as a substitute for lemon or vinegar.
Yeah, she really gets into a lot of different spices and herbs. Those people from all over the world, they bring to our attention the value of these different plants, and they really can make a big difference in the taste of the food.
Absolutely. So it's kind of nice to experiment. And how about, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Tia Marcella? It's good with turkey or chicken, and it has kind of a cinnamon flavor to it. All of these are delicious in soups and stir fries or stews. So go to the spice department and try some new flavors or read up on them or check it out on your computer on the internet. And just get a little creative. It's amazing. You can make the same thing you've always made. You can make the same soup or the same stew, but just by adding a different herb or spice, it changes it altogether.
Right. So be careful what you're buying. Read the labels. Be wary of condiments that are sold, especially in the mainstream venues, and just assume right off the bat that they are loaded with factors that are toxic and irritating, and possibly that many people in your family might be allergic or intolerant
especially
to.
Now it's getting to summertime and barbecue and those barbecue sauces. Check the label of a barbecue sauce and just see what's in it. Make your own barbecue sauce. Use the everyday healthy salad dressing as a sauce. Marinate your meats, fish, and chicken in that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I squeeze those lemons every day and mix that fresh garlic after I grind it and add that high-quality Dijon mustard and that extra virgin olive oil imported from Crete. And I'm telling you, this stuff really makes a huge difference. Don't underestimate the power of fresh food.
Well, also, too, we're consistent. And I think a lot of people are not consistent. And I think that's the only key that's really
going for. I have no time,
well,
they say.
Well, I did it for 1 week. I did it for 2 weeks, you know, and it didn't work.
You got to make the time, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to make the time. And if you put the time in, you get the rewards back. It's that simple. Okay, that was great. So let's talk about last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Dean Parks. Dean Parks has been in the natural health industry for over 30 years and brings the message to the public. What I thought was really interesting, what he said, which we did kind of know already, is that a lot of health retail stores don't use computers. And they need to have computers and have an emailing list of the customers for a monthly newsletter. And this can assist in sales and service.
Right. I don't think that presently the health food industry is up to speed when it comes to using the technology.
Yes.
I mean, he mentioned it, and I've seen this too, that some health food stores don't even have a fax machine.
I know.
People,
why?
This
why?
Is the world of communication, emailing, websites, fax machines, doing business with speed and efficiency. I mean, I used to type my articles on a typewriter.
I know you did.
And then I moved to a computer and learned how to cut and paste. I've been able to save thousands of man hours by using technology. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The stuff that you can do on a computer is incredible.
Well, I just learned how to use a computer like 2 years ago, right? So I was in my early 40s. When I used, and I thought I was the only one in the whole world that didn't know how to use a computer. And then I get out there and I'm okay on a computer now. And then I realize that there's a lot of people out there that don't use a computer, but it really is the way of the world. It's amazing. So
I think the idea of an e-newsletter is also good. Like
absolutely.
Every health food store should get their customer list and start sending out messages on a monthly basis about in-store specials, about education, what's new products.
And they can also find information as well on the internet, which is kind of exciting. You know, if any customer has a question.
You can create links to media sources. You can bring people to more knowledge. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool that a lot of people in this industry, fitness industry too, are not taking advantage
of.
Slowly but surely, though, everyone is going to be forced into adapting because that's the way the world is going.
That's the way the world is going. So we really enjoyed that.
Okay, so let's talk about next month's special guest.
Next month's special guest, and it's our fourth anniversary special,
by
the way. Our special guest is the one and only Dr. Michael Colgan. Dr. Colgan, along with his wife Leslie, are the directors of the Colgan Institute in Salt Spring Island, BC. And those of you who didn't know this, Dr. Colgan is Corey's mentor and very good friend. Dr. Colgan has written many books, such as the one I'm reading right now, The Sports Nutrition Guide. He wrote other books such as Your Personal Vitamin Program, The New Nutrition, The New Power Program, The Progressive Health Series booklets. He's a busy guy. And when he lectures, the funny thing that he does, and it's not a funny thing, actually. It's very, very impressive. He ends off with like one-handed push-ups and the splits. It's like totally awesome.
Well, he's respected by so many because not only does he live the life, but when he talks, he supports it with the walk.
Yes.
So he says one thing and then he gets on the floor and demonstrates the value of what he's talking about. And that is powerful.
So we're kind of interested and very excited to hear his interview, because every year there's something new and exciting happening in the scientific world of sports nutrition, health, and
fitness.
He's
on the cutting edge. He's developing several new books in his Power Program. And for all those out there who want to get turned on and uplifted and edified and highly motivated, I'd strongly recommend going to www.colganinstitute.com and checking out his anti-aging seminars and his Power Program seminars on Salt Spring Island, beautiful Salt Spring Island here in BC. It's there in August, and I'll tell you what, a wonderful experience.
I'm going this year, aren't I?
Yeah, we're both going. We'll both be presenting.
I'm so excited.
So I'm looking forward to that. That's going
to
be great.
I'm looking forward to that. So everybody look forward to that too.
Okay. So, dear, what is your hot topic?
My hot topic for today is, have your cake and eat it too? I don't think so. I consult a lot of men and women on their diet to lose body fat, reduce cravings, to regain good health, and get the most from their workouts in the gym. But it's funny when my clients don't want to give up certain items of their diet. Let's say alcohol, pasta, cheese, breads, those kind of things. Or they don't want to get active and start to train their bodies. So I always say, how badly do you want what you want? Don't expect to make any changes in your body if you're not willing to give up something, because whatever you're doing isn't working. That's why you're seeing me right now. So remember, this is the key that I always say. Good health is a four-letter word. Willing, order, repeat, knowledge. You have to be willing to have the order to repeat the knowledge. And I think this is what makes you and me, Corey, different. We're consistent. We do it every day over and over and over. And our staples are strong and healthy.
And the million-dollar question is, and everybody has to answer this, is why? Why do we do it? Now, if you can answer that question in your mind, because this is all about motivation, because the people that we talk to, that we speak to in our lectures and seminars in the U.S. and in Canada and everywhere, basically, these adults sitting in the room know what to do, but they're not doing it. So not only is the education and knowledge essential, that's critical, but the why has to be answered. Why even do this stuff? And once you answer that, then you can move forward, gain the knowledge, and apply it.
So that's big key. I do it because I stay healthy and well. And we never, I mean, I got in trouble one time when I said I never go to the doctor, but I do go to the doctor for a wellness checkup. Because this one doctor, I was doing a book signing. I said, I'm so healthy now. I never go to the doctor. Well, he didn't like that very much. So I've learned to say that I go to the doctor for a wellness checkup.
Well, if you never go to the doctor, their income is affected.
Exactly.
Now, in our society, if you went to the doctor to prevent disease and they were paid based on that, then everything would change. But right now, they're only paid based on the treatment of disease. And that's topsy-turvy.
And I know when I've overdone it in some capacity, why I'm feeling a little ailment that I have. But they blow off, because I know I'm my own doctor. I know how to treat myself, and this is what we want people to do. So we're consistent. And what happens is most people go for about 2 weeks and they fall off the wagon. Then they start up again and then they fall off the wagon. And then they say, it doesn't work. But my fine friends, the key is consistency. Every single day, you got to do it. And it's not going to happen overnight. It takes at least 3 to 6 months to really feel the difference. And what's the difference? There is no difference. The difference is you feel great all the time.
Plus, if you're thinking in terms of time from the beginning, how long is it going to take? Then you are doomed to fail right off the bat. This is a project for life. This is your life that you're working on. Day by day, moment to moment.
How many times have we heard people, we sit and we look at each other and we roll our eyes and we say, people will say to us, oh yeah, I'm going to work out for 2 months, or I'm going to go on this diet for 2 weeks, and we're going, it ain't going to work then.
They put a time frame to it, and right away it's like bingo, the red flag comes up, and I know that they're going to fail because their attitude, their motivation is not based on really why they should be doing what they're doing. It's my life. I'm worthwhile. While I'm alive, I want to fulfill the best possible quality of living. And so I'm going to do what we would do for a zoo animal in a cage. Mm-hmm. We would feed it, work it, train it so that it has the best of health. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. To me, it's so logical, so basic.
Right. So repetition, doing it over and over and over again and not swing. Doesn't mean by no means that you can't have a good time in life. And who likes to have a good time, Corey Holly?
Hey, party is my middle name, baby.
Okay.
And our theory is that if you're strong and virile and really equipped with the energetics and stamina, endurance that comes from training and eating the best diet, you can just party these young people down.
Oh, gosh.
And we're always the last people to walk out of the nightclub. We're always the last to leave the house parties. And we have a ripping great time.
I know. But if you want to get well and lose body fat, folks, it does take discipline and stick-to-itiveness. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just say that your goal is to run a marathon. First, you thought about it, so it starts in the mind. Then you devise a plan, a date, time, etc. Seek information by consulting books or a professional in this area of interest. Go off and train in an orderly fashion with discipline to accomplish your goal. You can't expect to run a competition or a marathon and not have done the work. If you do, you're asking for trouble. Yet some people actually do this and wonder why they injure themselves and don't complete it. And then they say, well, it wasn't for me anyway. How many times have you heard that?
Too many times. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. You need to have a plan. You need to
say that again slowly.
If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, if somebody just showed up and started building a bridge without first writing down on paper the intention and then bringing experts in geology and excavation, that person would be thought of as being crazy, right? But when we look at our own lives in the same way, a lot of people are just showing up without any preparation, without any foresight, without any planning. We've got to plan our life out. This is the power of having a brain as a human, mm-hmm. the power of conceptualization. To see in advance the outcome of your current present actions, maybe they're not going to create an ideal outcome. And then we shift and change so that the outcome is then different and we can actually create our future. That's magnificent.
Well, what's very interesting in our lives, there's a lot of people around us who are not feeling well and not really doing well in their life right now. Financially, jobs, their health. Their whole state is not as well as it could
be. Getting payback now for what
exactly.
they've been doing.
Exactly. It took the words right out of my mouth. So I don't feel sorry for anybody because I know how hard we work. And those in UNSNU land, I know how hard you work too. So that's
Well, there's
it.
A saying, you don't get in this life what you deserve. You get what you earn.
That's right.
And you got to put the firewood into the fireplace first and light it up. And then it liberates the
exactly.
heat.
Exactly.
Right? So you got to work to chop that wood and light it on fire, and then the value comes. So it's always work, work, work. The work ethic has to be strong.
Now, I'm not saying that you don't have a goal, like when some people say, well, I'm going to do this for 2 weeks or do this for 3 weeks. That's not going to work. But if you say, okay, I want to enter this competition and it's 6 months down the road, that works. It's a goal. You're working towards it, but hopefully for the health of it.
Absolutely. And where there is health, there should be evidence of it. And remember, the pursuit of performance is the mistake that people make when they elevate performance only in their mind as numero uno. If you make health as a virtue, the number one objective of living, then your work and relationships and everything that you're doing will balance out because you won't go anywhere because your health is being violated. It's that simple.
So what's your...
You got to have health on your mind, dear.
Yours is, pursue health and performance will follow. That's a great line. And you know what? For any of you who are out there in SNU land, this is a slogan that you need to say to people. If those of you who own a health food store, pursue health and performance will follow. It'll get them every time.
All righty then. So that was a great hot topic, dear. And now let's leave our people with your final word.
My final word is by Josh Billings. Health is like money. We never have a true idea of its value until we lose it.